Hi, welcome to Project Wellness. My name is Dominique Liv-Kamal, and I'm a naturopath and nutritionist based in Australia. I'm super excited to present my work to you in Project Wellness. This is our 10th podcast, so it's really exciting that we've made 10 podcasts so far, and you can listen to us on Spotify. Our base home camp in the podcast world is at Podbean. And you can hear our podcast on iTunes as well. It's called Project Wellness. Our website is medicineroom.com.au. I would like to talk to you today about emotional resilience, nervous system strengthening, relaxing your body, and just developing capacity and resilience. The reason why I want to talk to you about this exact topic is that I just know lots and lots of people who you're probably in amongst this group of people who's just super busy and just tend to get down and tend to get stressed and feel, you know, sometimes as though your nervous system isn't as strong as it could be, and sometimes you just feel really super strong emotionally, and then other times you tend to plummet into a state of emotional weakness, I guess would be the word, where you feel emotionally weak. You tend to get depressed. Sometimes that can be combined with feelings of isolation and loneliness. And these feelings happen a lot in people who've got a lot of resilience and capacity in other areas of our lives. And sometimes you can just be doing so well in so many things. You're doing really well in your business, you're striving, you're doing really well in, you know, your work and your passions, or you're doing really well in some area of your life, and then you just don't know why, but you feel emotionally vulnerable and you feel as though your nervous system isn't as strong as it could be. There's a few things that you can do about this, and without going into the reasons why we get this way, because many of us suffer from this, and I'm one person who does, you know. Like, I tend to be incredibly resilient and my capacity is really strong in some areas of my life, and then suddenly I'll just feel really, really vulnerable. And I just want to say, I don't feel like it's a fear-based vulnerability. I feel like it's more I just feel vulnerable, and I feel just emotionally vulnerable. And, you know, I feel as though I want to cry all the time, or I feel as though I just don't have the energy, the emotional energy to deal with things, or the nervous system strength to deal with things. And when this happens, this, you know, herbs that we take, you know, like St. John's wort, which is Hypericum, is its botanical name, and that's probably my number one go-to herb personally for me, because that really, I use the word buffer and supports my emotional body and my nervous system. I feel as though I have an emotional body that can either have like emotional release on a regular level where it feels balanced, and there's the releases that happen for us that create emotional feelings of balance and stability. And those releases are various things, you know, like there's emotional releases that happen with talking our truth. That's a really good emotional release, where you've had something that's bottling up in your mind and in your heart, and you just don't know really what to do about it unless you talk about it. And you really have to talk about it with the right people and the people that are involved with that. Or you need to come to a resolution within yourself about that. And sometimes it's not always easy to talk to the people who you need to about it, because one, they may be unavailable for that to happen. Or two, it might be something from in your past that doesn't actually need resolution with another person, it just needs resolution within yourself. Or three, it could be something that you know is going to open up an entire can of worms that is possibly unnecessary to open up with other people, because quite often what we feel emotionally and what's going on within us has got nothing to do with anyone else, even though we feel like it might have. So it's really just all about us and what we're experiencing. And we might be just like in some way projecting that onto another person in another way that is really nothing to do with them. And it's just all about us. And by talking to them about it, it's really, they're just like a representation of the issue. So it's not really them who's the issue. So therefore, it's not appropriate to talk to them about it. Sometimes, you know, like it's really great if you can have counseling, or if you've got a partner or good friends or just a confidant who you can talk to about things that, and make sure that it is in the vault, because it's something that once it's been discussed, a lot of these emotional issues, it doesn't need to be sort of psychologically purged out into the world. It's something that's very, very personal. And there's something else that I just want to mention too, and that is that in this day of technology and social media and everything, you know, like you look on Facebook or Instagram or on the social channels, and people are just psychologically just letting you have everything, you know, this is what I feel and this is what's going on for me or whatever. And, you know, like in a way, sometimes that could be really relevant because it can be healing for a lot of people, and they can be bringing up group issues that are societal issues at this time. But other times it's just like psychological vomiting or purging. And, you know, I personally don't recommend psychological purging in public spaces. I think it's very private, and it's something that's really personal to us as individuals. So if we have got issues that are emotional issues and things that have been on our mind, if we can't talk to someone else about it, we really need to talk to ourselves about it and deal with it ourselves. You know, there's lots of traditional pathways to do this. You know, some people use journaling and writing things down as that, writing things down and then burning them and letting them go. Conscious connected breathing is another tool that we use. You know, like I love lying in the bath with my ears under the water and doing the rebirthing conscious connected breathing in the bath. And I've got that recipe on how to do that in my book, The Wellness Zone, which you can get as an ebook online on our website, medicineroom.com.au. I tell you how to do that if you're interested, and it's really sort of simple. You run a bath, a nice warm bath, and then you lie in the bath with your ears under the water, and you just breathe in and out through your mouth, or in through your nose and out through your mouth, depending on which style of conscious connected breathing you want to use with rebirthing. Another really nice way to do it is you just float in a lake, you know, like in water in the summertime, you know, when you lie in the water or in a swimming pool or a lake, and you just lie with your body floating on the water. That's another really beautiful way to do conscious connected breathing as well, and just to connect to yourself and just to find that place of stillness, and to, in a way, go through ideas and thoughts that are emotional ideas and emotional thoughts in your mind. It's really healthy to do that. I call that processing, and, you know, like it's super simple, and it is that if you don't process what's going on in your day, during the day or during that day or as soon as you possibly can, and if you don't release it and allow freshness to come into your life, you know, clear mind, clear thoughts, clear day, new day, all that kind of concept, then you'll probably find yourself waking up at night and, you know, not being able to process yourself properly, because you just have thoughts racing around in your mind and you can't sleep. And loads and loads of people talk to me about that as well. And it's like, oh, I can't sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night. And, you know, according to Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, different times that you wake up in the night represent different things. And so basically, if you're waking up between midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning, that's called gallbladder time. And that is, in a way, the gallbladder is the general of the army, and the gallbladder is your controller within yourself, your own general, your own empowerment in your own life, so to speak. This is just a concept, but it's a concept you might want to think about. And often if you wake up between midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning, the stuff that you're processing is all your mental stuff. it's all the things that, like, you need to do this and this and this is going on in your business or in your work life. And if you're a creative, you often come up with creative ideas and designs at this time of the night. And some people actually find it a really good time to work, which is interesting because technically it'd be great if you're asleep. But if it's a really creative time for you to work, then do that. And if you're able to have sleep patterns at other times, then have sleep patterns at other times. You know, even though the circadian rhythm of the human generally is from dawn, dusk to dawn for sleep, and that's the best time to sleep because of the pineal gland and secretions of melatonin and the way the body processes and heals itself at night, that's optimal. However, for some people, that just isn't practical if they're super creative and if their lifestyle allows them to have a different rhythm. Then I recommend to you, you have the rhythm that works for you. It's better that you go to sleep at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning and sleep until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning in a super dark room and have that creativity and get the work done at night and have a really good night's sleep than for you to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and wake up at midnight and be awake for 2 hours stressing out. And then, you know, going back to sleep and then having to wake up early and not getting a good sleep cycle. You know, for me, you know, for you to be optimally healthy, I recommend that you would go to sleep when you need to and wake up when you need to and create your life around that and around your sleep patterns, because the most important thing for cellular regeneration and for the wellness of the body totally and wholly is to get a really good uninterrupted sleep. And if you can get that every night, and if you can get 8 to 10 hours of really good sleep every night, then I think that's optimal, because that's going to give your body the most regeneration and the most repair. Another time at night that people wake up is 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 to 3 o'clock, that's liver time. You know, like, and that's when your liver, and that's talking about detoxification, cellular cleansing, issues of anger, issues of emotional stuff that's not resolved. And if you're waking up at that time of the night, then one of the best ways to resolve that little issue is to go on a detox, to have some cleansing and to take cleansing herbs. Because if the liver is congested, if the liver is toxic, if the liver is hot, and if the liver is angry, then you're not going to really get a good night's sleep. And you're also going to be wearing down your nervous system and your emotional body, and you're going to be holding on to things that you don't really need to hold on to emotionally if you're waking up at that time of the night. And so a really good resolution for that is not necessarily, you know, to get up and to be awake all night. The resolution to that is to go on a really good cleansing, detoxing plan and to eat food that, you know, creates lightness in your body and cleanses your liver and cleanses your body. You know, like carrot juice is really one of the best liver cleansers, and lots of green juices and green foods and alkalizing your body and having a really good diet that's primarily fruit and vegetable based would be my answer to that, and reducing substances, medications and toxic matter that's going into your body would be super helpful. If you are waking up at night and you're doing all of these things to help yourself, before you go to bed, really relaxing before you go to bed at night is super important. I think that to have a really strong nervous system and to have a strong emotional body, the number one thing that I would say to you is that I really think the best way forward with this is to get a good night's sleep. And so taking herbs that are good for you before you go to bed, drinking chamomile tea, it works on the nervous system and it balances your body. Valerian, which works on the somatic nervous system, which is excitability and the part that's in our conscious control, and it's just super relaxing on the nervous system. It's just absolute chill juice. Kava, you know, kava extract is excellent before you go to sleep. It's super nourishing for the nervous system and strengthening and really relaxing. Taking passion flower, the herb, absolutely, you know, its magic skill is that it quietens your mind. And, you know, having a quiet mind is really important when you want to go to sleep and sleep well. A really interesting herb, Avena sativa, which is oats. is really helpful when you go to sleep at night, because it's got a delayed response time. So drinking oat tea or having oat extract, not only is it a nervine and it's a happy nervine and it happily balances your nervous system, but it has a delayed time when it works for sleep. So I read some really interesting research, and I've experimented with this now sufficiently to say it actually really works. And that is that if you mix oats in with your nighttime herbal formula, you will probably extend the sleep cycle, and it could even avoid the waking up completely. Because often when you take sleeping herbs and relaxing herbs, they work for 4 or 5 hours in your sleep, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you generally would have another dose in the middle of the night, and then you'll get another 3, 4, 5 hours sleep out of it. But if you take oats in your sleep blend, the green oat straw we're talking about, the beautiful green oats in herbal extraction form, we use the aqua ethanol extractions, which we seem to find extremely effective with the right active constituents to do this job, and that is it extends the sleep cycle. And if you want to extend your sleep cycle, I highly recommend that, because that is the thing that is going to give your emotional body and your nervous system the best recovery, as I said earlier, is by simply having a good night's sleep. There's lots of ways, things to do to really help you have a good night's sleep as well. One is having a hot shower or bath before you go to bed at night to relax the nervous system. Another way is by having a super cold shower before you go to bed, because that sends all of the blood into the organs and then spreads it back out. And that's a really good way to help the assimilation of the herbs you take as well. If you have a really good dose of herbal medicine for sleep and then you go and have a cold shower, you're going to get efficacy out of those herbs a lot faster. It actually helps potentiate the herbs getting into the system and getting into the body really quickly. So you'd have a 15 to 30 mil shot of the herbal extraction with a glass of water. And then 10 minutes later, you would go and have a really cold shower just for 3 minutes. And then you would get out and then you would go to bed. And then the herbs are spreading through the blood and through the body and going out to the peripheral nervous system very, very effectively and quickly, and you'll find that you probably get to sleep faster. If you're not used to having cold showers, then, you know, work your way up to this and try it in the summertime before you tried it in the winter. But basically, really supporting the nervous system before you go to bed is important. There's some herbs that really support the nervous system that I love to take any time of the day, and that's the St. John's wort, chamomile, lemon balm, which is Melissa officinale, passion flower, valerian, oats, lavender. These are really helpful for the nervous system. They all really, really work. So, you know, sipping, like you could even start earlier in the day. Like our society that tends to be super stimulated, like when you wake up, it is a fresh start to the day, every day when you wake up. So that is your opportunity when you wake up to really look after and balance your body. So I recommend that in the morning you have some nice nourishing drinks to start the day, whether that's a really good chai that's full of beautiful nervines and antimicrobials, or whether you're having a herbal tea, something nourishing like licorice root tea, which is really tonifying and repairing for the adrenal glands. That's awesome, because these also help support and nurture the nervous system and the emotional body. We tend to drink coffee in the morning. That's stimulating. It stimulates the nervous system. It stimulates the emotional body. If you find that you drink coffee and you start to get really sort of hyperactive and your mind goes really fast and you start to get heart palpitations and you start to feel sweaty and fast, then I'd drop the coffee back, maybe not drink coffee every day, maybe cut the coffee back, work a way to do that. It's sometimes challenging to cut back something that tends to be a habit and it tends to wake you up and it tends to be reliable. But I think that if you found that if you did a morning practice, like you went for a walk, you did yoga, you did some form of exercise first thing in the morning and stimulated your body while you were drinking some kind of beverage. Our golden zing is really beautiful, turmeric, ginger and black pepper with lemon juice and honey. That's a really nice way to start the day. It's stimulating, but it's also super healing for the body. It's anti-inflammatory. Those kinds of things are really good. It works on the liver, cleansing the liver. Hot lemon and honey drinks are a great way to start the day. Mixing in a teaspoon of brewer's yeast with your hot lemon and honey drink or with your herbal tea is one of our recipes here that we use that's really delicious, and it helps strengthen your nervous system. Brewer's yeast or nutritional yeast is really high in all of the B group vitamins, and I recommend that you buy some and that you sprinkle it on your food. Have a little container and carry it around with you. And when you're out to lunch, when you're at work, or if you go out for breakfast, or if you go wherever you go, just sprinkle some brewer's yeast over your food. And that's a really, really good way to get super nourishment for the body in the B group vitamins, which the B group vitamins work as coenzymes and cofactors in the liver to help make new cells in our body. But they especially work on buffering, nurturing, and supporting your nervous system. Anything that's going to buffer, nurture, and support your nervous system is your best friend. Because what happens is that as we're challenged through the day and as we are reaching our capacity with our resilience and our capacity with our capacity, and as we're faced in busy situations and as environments around us present us with stressors and situations, whether they're emotional or mental or physical stresses, whether it's working hard physically, working hard mentally, working hard emotionally, whether you're going through something, whatever's happening, the number one and most important thing we can do is buffer, support, and nurture our nervous system and our emotional body. And the reason why we want to do that, in my mind, is super simple. To me, if you've got a strong emotional body and you've got a strong nervous system, then your capacity is automatically going to be developed. You're not going to be fazed by stuff so much. You're not going to be emotionally stressed by things that happen, and you're not going to take on things that other people do so much. Like, for example, if you've got a good nervous system and a good emotional body, I also believe that your body and all of the cells in your body are going to be operating from a calmer, steadier place. So there's not going to be frantic, fractured, highly strung behavior going on inside your body. Now, to me, that's anti-aging. To me, that means that you are just cruising along with your body, doing what you need to do without it being unnecessarily triggered and unnecessarily stressed out by the things that happen around you. Like, let's look at a reaction test. How do you react, or how do you respond? So when something happens around you, do you automatically flinch? Do you automatically get angry? Do you automatically get upset? Do you automatically get triggered by a whole lot of stuff that goes on around you that in some ways it's not you, it's things that are happening around you? Do you get really reactive when something happens? Just think about it. Or not. Do you just have the ability to stop and just to stop and just to breathe and just to think before you respond to that situation? And is that response initially a response that comes from a logical, mental, calm, emotionally bodied place, or is that response tense and triggered, and does it feel like it's out of your control and that all this stuff keeps happening to you. Because if your answer to that is, yes, I am reacting just straight up with anger or tenseness, or I'm feeling sharp in my body, or it makes me furious, or it does something to me that, you know, and my straight up response is that, then I think that your emotional body and your nervous system definitely need some work, and that you definitely need to strengthen these. Because when you strengthen them, then what's going to happen is you're going to find that you respond instead of react, and you respond with a more logical, calm, non-triggered, emotional, non-tense, non-stressed way. Like, you're not sending adrenaline through the roof. You're not sending cortisol out of your body in a really stressed way. You're not sending fractionation through your nervous system and your emotional body. Because a lot of stress responses are to do with adrenal, the flight and fight response, and cortisol and adrenaline is secreted in this situation. And your sympathetic nervous system, it's just going crazy. It's just, you know, really, really, you know, using up a lot of energy that in some ways and possibly doesn't need to be used up in that way. And equally so, when something happens and you just immediately cut yourself off from it and you immediately block it, that's not necessarily a good response from your emotional body and your nervous system either, because that's a blocking response and that takes a lot of energy. There's a response that we want to be leading our bodies to for optimal wellness is the response of breathing and the response of our heart rate staying stable and the response of our adrenal glands not secreting a whole lot of hormones, stress hormones, and the response of our nervous system being calm and our body feeling relaxed and calm, and the response of us being able to just go through and face the situation without freaking out and face the situation in a way that our body just can keep on going and can keep on going in a steady way. And if we can do this more and more with our resilience and our capacity being greater and our emotional body and our nervous system being stronger, then we'll find that what happens is we can be in more and more stressed situations and we just stay calm and calmer. And the whole aim of this for optimal health and wellness is for us to be super busy but super calm, to be operating at a high level but to be operating at a chilled, calm, high level, for us to be having a lot of emotional support and capacity for ourselves and others, but feeling calm and level while we're doing that. For us to be able to be in a very, very externally stimulated and busy environment and to feel relaxed in our mind and in our body in that environment. And that's really what emotional resilience and nervous system capacity is all about for me. So having diets that are healthy is part of the process for that. I really recommend that in your diet you have lots and lots of nourishing foods every day, and having a plant-based diet is probably the best diet for that. Adding in proteins and other nutrients as you need them. So the basis for a really good, healthy, nourishing nervous system diet is eating things like oats, Vena sativa, so eating rolled oats in your diet, having granola, making muesli, that kind of thing. Super great for your nervous system. Drinking chamomile tea is really good, and lots of relaxing teas is good, and tonifying teas is good as well. Having in your diet lots of really nourishing fruits and vegetables. Things with vitamin C in are really good because vitamin C really helps absorb everything. It's an antioxidant, it's super cleansing on the liver, and it helps adrenal gland repair as well. So what I've been having as my super nourishing emotional body nervous system little morning snack or you could call it breakfast, is I take a couple of, at the moment, oranges and citrus fruit in my region is really fresh and beautiful. So I'm taking 2 or 3 oranges and I'm just cutting them in quarters. And then I'm sprinkling some brewer's yeast over them. And I am also taking spirulina tablets at the moment because I'm into spirulina tablets. Sometimes I take the powder and sometimes I take the tablets. But I'm having 2 or 3 oranges with brewer's yeast sprinkled over it every morning and probably about 10 spirulina tablets, which is 5,000 milligrams of spirulina, which is equal to a flat teaspoon of powder. And that's what I'm doing because spirulina, of course, is super high in B group vitamins. So is brewer's yeast. Spirulina is really high in protein. It's 70% complete protein. The oranges are super juicy and nourishing. They've also got vitamin B and lots of antioxidants, sorry, vitamin C and lots of antioxidants in them. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. For your diet, I recommend that you really just keep your diet super delicious to buffer your nervous system. One of the things that I find people do when they've got a fractured nervous system and a fractured emotional body is find escape routes like alcohol or junk food or carbohydrates that are creamy and fatty and generally unhealthy takeout style foods, or generally eating a lot because there's an emotional void there. There's a emptiness emotionally, so you fill it up. You know, and eating is one way to fill it up. Taking drugs, taking pharmaceutical antidepressants and that kind of thing. I don't agree with that unless you really need them, because like I guess I'm a herbalist and naturopath and we find natural solutions for you. And if you are getting depressed and if you need a really good antidepressant, look into the research on St. John's wort. St. John's wort is an absolutely excellent antidepressant and nervine, and the commissionee in Europe have done a whole lot of work into it, and they've approved it as an antidepressant in the same way as the pharmaceutical antidepressants, and evidence-based research has shown that it works as effectively without the side effects. So hey, there's something. And I've got so many of my patients who take St. John's wort, and I usually mix it with lemon balm, Melissa officinal, because lemon balm stops your heart palpitations and it's a super nourishing, yummy herb on your nervous system. I just love it so much. And then we mix it in with licorice root, because licorice root really repairs your adrenal glands and it's a really super strong tonic and it just strengthens and buffers everything. And we mix it in with lavender as well, and lavender is a super strong antimicrobial nervine, and we put astragalus in there because astragalus membranosus is immunomodulatory. And I find that whenever your emotional body or your nervous system is triggered, you know, okay, so you're going to be secreting more adrenaline, you're going to have more adrenal fatigue, you're just going to get exhausted. But the other thing is your immunity gets cut down, because when you're emotionally worn down, you cut through your immunity, you're vulnerable. And that feeling of vulnerability in our body is something that we really need to work on every day. Like if you overdo anything, if you overdo work, if you overdo exercise, if you overdo mental stimulation, if you take yourself to a breaking point and a cracking point, a breaking point or a cracking point to me is when you actually just like burst into tears. There's a good example. Or you'll explode emotionally and get super angry with something or somebody around you. Like that's a big indicator that your emotional body and your nervous system isn't where you want it to be. If you find yourself yelling and screaming at yourself or at others or at the world around you, that's not a release. That's a sign that you are not coping. You know, some people say to me, oh, that's just my style. I mean, what's just your style? Excuse me, can you say that again? Oh, it's just my style. I just lose it. I yell and scream. I yell at my husband. I yell at my wife. I just reach a point and I'm just super stressed and that's how I take it out. Oh, but I only yell at them for a little while and then I'm calm again and everything's cool again. But hey, guess what? No, it's not. I want to tell you that if you're a person who lets everything build up, and then you start projecting it and yelling it at the people who are closest to you, that is not okay. And that is not a sign that that's just your way of letting it out. I'm sorry, you're projecting your anger at another person, which is actually forcing yourself and that other person to have to create more resilience and more capacity for your emotional body and your nervous system. And another side of that is that if you're a person who just says nothing and just puts up with things and these little things are happening and then you're not saying anything about it and these little things are happening in your life and you're not making positive changes and you're not speaking up and you're not sending that email that says, hey, this is not okay, this needs to change. You're not refining it and changing systems along the way. And then suddenly you just go, oh, that's it, I'm out. That's it. I cannot do this anymore. I'm out. You know what? That's not a good way to handle it either. Because what you could have been doing is all the way along the way at those little steps, you could have said something, you could have made a change, you could have refined something, you could have made something work. And you chose not to. And then your emotional body and your nervous system blow out and you're like, that's it. I'm out. And that's the straw that broke the camel's back. That's not good either. If you're doing that kind of thing, then that's another sign that your emotional body and your nervous system needs super strong support. You know, the support for your emotional body and nervous system is not just food. It's not just herbs. It's the way you respond to the world. It's the way you choose to do things. I recommend that when something comes up, that you face it and you face it head on at the earliest point and you face it in a gentle, kind way with yourself and with others. I recommend that you do that on a daily basis with everything in your life. It might mean more work at the beginning, but I tell you what, it avoids problems in the future because you're taking care of all of the details. Don't sit there and go, oh, this is a problem. I won't worry about this. I can't be bothered with that right now. I'm too busy. No, that's not the right response, because if that's the case, that means that your emotional body and your nervous system isn't as strong as it could be either. It's not a case that you've got too much on. It's not a case that it's overloaded, because you really are never overloaded. There is never too much that's on if you pace yourself and if you're able to give yourself a strong emotional body and a strong nervous system. You can look at something and you can be the can-do person. And the more your emotional system and your nervous system is strong, the more you are the yes person, the can-do person. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, that is possible. You know why it's possible? Because you've got a calmness and a resilience about you with an increased capacity because you feel strong, calm, and level within yourself. And then when you see that deadline is a little bit too close, instead of going, oh, that deadline's a little bit too close, freak out, you go, oh, that deadline's a little bit too close. Click, 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 email. Dear such and such, that deadline is a little bit too close. Can we move it to boom? Question. There's you taking responsibility and supporting your emotional body and your nervous system and protecting yourself for the future by taking that action. You see what I mean? Like, it's simple. Okay, so it's like this. You know, the can-do person is yes, can. And then it's getting super stressed, and then freaking out. That's not you. You don't need to do that. You can be the can-do person who is yes. Oh, we need to refine this. We need to move that. Oh, I need to ask you, can you help me with this? I can see this can happen. However, I can't be the person that does it all. I need you to actually contribute in this way. Is that possible? And then asking the questions, asking for support, and getting networks and putting in place around you with the people who you love, the people who you work with, the people in your life, the support that you need, and the same for them, offering them the support that they need. And this is where the emotional support and the nervous system support and the support for your whole body and your whole life really, really comes down to you feeling like it is going to be okay and feeling as though something, somebody has got your back.
The universe has your back, absolutely. But do you have your own back? And the way to have your own back is to create a strong emotional body and to create a strong nervous system and to give yourself the capacity and the resilience that is really going to help you in everything in your life. And this can be done through diet, it can be done through herbs, it can be done through the vitamins, it can be done through talking to other people, it can be done through clearing issues and blocks that you have, it can be done through refining everything in your life as you need to, being straight up and truthful and talking to people about exactly what you need to talk to them about when you need to talk to them about it. It can also be done by resting. You know, you don't have to be that hard out person, just take a day. Take a day for you. Take 4 days for you. Take a week for you if you can. And take that time if you need to. Go and swim in the ocean. Go and jump in the river. Go for a big long walk. Stay in bed for the whole day and do nothing but just lie there and think about the world and see what ideas and what concepts come up. Give yourself the time that you need. Give yourself the sleep that you need. You will not have a strong emotional body and a strong resilience and capacity without the sleep that you need. Just stand up and be full on truthful to yourself and everyone else around you about what you need. I need to rest. I need help cooking dinner tonight. I need you to do this. I need assistance with that. I need to move that deadline. I'm the yes person. I can do this. I have the capacity to do this. However, I need support in this, this, and this. Whatever deadlines, whatever achievements that you need to make in your life are fully possible with a really calm body, calm mind. Remember your breathing, breathing in and out. Yogi Bhajan says that every half an hour, this is a really good one, to stop and have 3 breaths. Now that's a really nice idea. Just set your alarm clock every half an hour for it to make a little beep and then you stop and have 3 deep breaths. Or every hour, every 2 hours. Do your yoga. Go surfing. Go for big long walks. Go for that push bike ride. Take that day for yourself. Make sure you get a full night's sleep. Take the herbs. Look after yourself. Honor yourself. Look at your emotional body and your nervous system as the number one top priority for your health and wellness because that keeps every cell in your body vibrating at a beautiful, beautiful level. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal. Our website is medicineroom.com.au. I'm a nutritionist, naturopath, herbalist, wellness advocate based in Australia. You can make bookings with me if you want to come and see me privately on Skype, or we can do it face to face. We have free clinics every Saturday at the Yamundi Markets. This is April 2019, and I wish you beautiful wellness and joy. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Project Wellness. I think that you can develop awesome emotional resilience. You can have an incredible emotional body and nervous system. You can have great capacity and you can achieve everything that you need to. Blessings, light and love, and wishing you wellness and joy.